talking, hey, what's on your mind? She's on the inside, she got the scoop on the ones to watch, on the ones that's hot. No one can do it quite like Caroline. Caroline. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
Today, I am so excited. Sarah Bell is joining me. She is a force to be reckoned with. Beautiful inside and out. Incredible influencer, YouTuber, Instagram fashionista, blogger. She does it all. You guys, get excited. Sarah Bell is in the house, and we talk about how she got started in YouTube, how to get started as an influencer, and all of her tips and secrets. So get excited. Here she is. Sarah Bell in the hizzy, and we have Miller, the cute tiny little teacup. What is this?
Yorkie.
Teacup Yorkie.
He's so cute.
He's so cute. Hi, Miller. Oh, what a cute. And he has his own teepee. Does he sleep in his teepee?
Well, he's missing the pad right now because Cody actually took it to work when I was out of town. And so he usually sleeps in it, though.
He does.
Yeah, he sunbathes. We turn it that way so it faces the window. And then he just...
just bask in the sun. We are in a swanky apartment that you have.
Thank you.
This is amazing. Oh my gosh. Okay, so you're a new transplant to Nashville.
I am a noob.
You're a newbie. So you moved from LA, right? And you're a YouTube phenom and an influencer phenom, blogger phenom, stylist, fashionista, all of that. And you're only how old?
24.
24? How do you become a YouTube phenom, and how did it get going? You said you're from Arkansas.
I'm from Kentucky.
Oh, from who's Kentucky? From Arkansas?
I don't know. Not me.
Okay, you're from Kentucky. How did you get this dream to become a YouTuber, and how did you get to LA? Like, how did it start? Give me the background of who Sarah Bell is growing up and how she got into this.
So when I started YouTube, it's probably like the very same kind of story as Megan and Liz,
okay,
who I know you interviewed. But yes. I started when YouTube was like first becoming a huge thing.
And how did you even know about it?
I quit cross country and I had so much free time. Oh my God.
Miller wants in so bad. Okay.
I had so much free time, didn't know what to do with myself. And so I started watching these videos on YouTube, and they were all about like makeup and fashion. And I had no idea what makeup was, basically. I would pretend like I did. And so I started one day. I had like a digital camera. It was like blue. I remember exactly what it looked like. And I just like put it on the top of my desk, and I just started talking to it in my room by myself when I was like 16 years old. And it was at the time where like YouTubers were like weird. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't like socially acceptable like to be a YouTuber.
It's like one of those people that almost like clicks dragons or something.
Yeah, basically. I was like so humiliated because it was leaked at my high school. And
were you kind of just trying to do it private?
Yeah. I didn't want anyone to know about it, but then they posted about it on Facebook.
Were people mean about it?
They were so mean.
What did they say?
It was just like such a weird thing, and like a time they were like, "Oh, Eichelberger thinks she's famous," and I'm like, "No, I just want to." Because at the time I had like 15,000 followers. But
how
like,
did you get 15,000 followers so fast?
No one was doing it. Yeah, no one did it, and so it was just like luck of the draw, I guess.
So really, that was the thing. That's exactly what Megan Liss said. So there wasn't anyone doing it, so people were like, oh, "Okay, you're like, cool.
You're
I wanna
cool.
Follow one. You.
Yeah, I'll follow you." So that's exactly like what happened.
Wow. So kind of right away, you had 15,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
And what? How old are you?
I was 17 and I was probably 17. So like a senior in high school when I got to like that ranking, I guess. But I remember like it was so easy to grow back then because so like there wasn't anyone doing it and everyone was getting into that, like watching YouTube and everything. So that's literally luck. I mean,
so that was amazing. So what were you started off doing? Makeup and then what did that morph into? Miller is dying to be a part of this.
Yeah, he just wants to steal the show. I started doing makeup because that was what was popular. And then I was not good at that, honestly, at all.
I'm terrible at
makeup. I'm so bad at makeup. Like, I pretended to, like, be good at it. I was doing all these, like, extravagant makeup tutorials. And it's like, I don't even wear makeup that much. So, like, that's not really me. And then I started doing fashion videos. And I wasn't very good at that either. But it was like... I thought I was.
But you have great makeup and great fashion, so you've obviously grown into it. You've grown.
You don't want to see the evidence from this 18-year-old Sarah.
Is 18-year-old Sarah YouTube still up?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. You couldn't creep on it. And then I went to college, and then that's really, like, where my following kind of took off.
Okay.
Because I was, like, the only YouTuber in college, because most people don't go to college when they find YouTube stardom, you know?
So did you, how did it take off in college? Like, just because people in your college knew you were a YouTuber?
It was just because I was posting videos, like, content about college. So, like, what to bring with you to college and all this stuff. And so people were going to college because my age demographic kind of grew with me. So, like, I was 18. Everyone else was 18. So, And I guess that's just how more people found me and, like, how to pack for spring break and, like, what to bring with you. And I don't know. Just luck.
When did you realize that this could be a job and you could get paid for it? And how do you get paid for YouTubing?
Crazy. I started getting paid when I was in high school, and basically at the age of 16, my brother or I had to be either in extracurricular activities or we had to get a job.
Okay.
And so I was running cross country and stuff, and then when I quit that, I was doing YouTube, obviously. And I remember my first paycheck was like $80.
That's awesome.
I remember, like, I mean, for a high schooler,
how
that
did you
is
get
like
paid though.
It was for like per thousand view.
Okay.
Yeah. So like AdSense on your video. So like the ads they put next to your video, you get paid for if you were like part of their partner program. And so I got my first paycheck and I was like, holy crap, I'm rolling in the dough. Like, I'm so rich. My parents were like, okay, well, you don't have to get a job. And I was like, awesome.
I can be myself.
Yeah. And so from then, I just kind of like took off from there. But I also had like the luxury of not having to pay for my college. My parents did.
Yes.
So thank God, or else I would have been paying like out of pocket for YouTube. But I was able to save money. And then that money led me to LA.
Okay. So how did you decide LA is where you got to go?
That's where every YouTuber goes.
And is there, do you all like meet up? How do y'all get together? Or is it just like, why LA? Because
it's just, I guess, the entertainment industry. There's a lot of like YouTube people out there, and it's sunny. Everybody wants to be out there. Yeah. And so I decided, because it was like every YouTuber I knew was moving out there, that I wanted to do the same. And so I moved out there just for a summer to try it out with my best friend, who's also a YouTuber.
Who's that?
Caitlin B.
The letter B.
Well, it's B E A.
Okay, B.
It's cute.
Caitlin B.
Yeah, she. We've known each other since we were in high school.
Aww.
So we grew up with each other. It's super cute. But yeah, we decided to move out. And so it was just when I turned 21. And so I was like living the LA dream.
Was it so fun?
Oh, it was so much fun.
What was life like for you in LA when you got out there?
Oh my God.
So you're 21 with your best friend.
In LA.
You're YouTube famous.
Woo.
And so what is life looking like for you?
It was a lot of, honestly, drinking in hot tubs.
A lot of making out?
No.
No making
There's
out?
There's too many, like, gay guys out there.
Oh, but that's kind of fun, though, to have a lot of gay best friends.
Oh, that was so much fun. I never had so much fun dancing on a dance floor than I did at this party. And it was just Caitlin, me, and a bunch of, like, awesome gay men.
And they weren't trying to hook up with you? They just want to dance and have a blast.
They just want to dance. It was the best day of my life. That's pretty much what LA was.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So what did you learn when you moved to LA and you got involved with this big YouTube community? A, how'd you get involved with the community? How did you meet up? Y'all just like message each other?
Yeah, basically. I mean, the thing is like when I started, a bunch of girls my age also started. And so we all just kind of like grew up with each other and like started messaging each other, shouting each other out in YouTube videos and all that fun stuff. And so now that everyone's just kind of doing their own thing. And it's awesome because I get to see like these girls that we all had so much in common at age like 18. Now we're 20 somethings and we're doing something completely different. And it's so cute.
I feel like you are such a positive influencer. Like every time being around you, it seems like you are such an encourager. Like I don't ever get the vibe where you've been like competitive or you've been in situations where it's been nasty. Like it seems to me that your energy is always like great with collaborating, great building each other up. Like, I don't sense that you've ever had like drama. Have you had any like YouTube drama or any like cattiness?
I would say like when I first started YouTube, there was like cattiness, but that was just because we were all high schoolers.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's cliques in high school. So there were cliques on YouTube. And I mean, obviously I grew up and that kind of faded away. And I just try to like remind myself that while, you know, everyone's growing and stuff, like, we're growing for different reasons. Mm-hmm. And so, like, no one is exactly like me. And so that's why I have no problem collaborating with people, or I'm not a very competitive person. And it's, like, kind of hard, I guess, to not be competitive, especially when I lived with, like, Caitlin for a whole year, like, a year ago. And we just saw each other's work, like, go in different directions. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, why am I not doing this? Why am I not doing that? And at the end of the day, I'd be like, oh, wait, we're different.
And I'm doing this, and she's right. It's easy. It's hard not to compare. I actually talked to Brooke Webb about that. She wrote this blog entry. And actually, I think Ashley Wilson did too, just how comparison, you really can't compare, especially in this industry, because it is such a new world out there. What do you think, Miller? Miller has a big slice of pizza toy. You really can't compare, because it'll drive you crazy.
It will literally drive you insane.
How did you teach yourself not to compare?
I just think it was one of those things I just grew up doing, mm-hmm. because, I mean, I was on YouTube for so long. It's just, you've developed, like, thick skin. You develop, like, basically seeing other people succeed, and sometimes you're not succeeding. And so you just kind of develop it over time, I guess.
And it just makes for a happier life, really.
It does.
What did you learn in LA? So when you were out there, what did you learn from this YouTube community that you hadn't known before? Like, what are some tips that you learned that you would tell YouTubers?
I would tell them not to move out to LA. Save your money. It's an expensive city. And honestly, the friendships and stuff that you make out there are very shallow.
Okay.
Obviously,
like, is it work related, or how you can benefit each other?
Yeah, definitely how you can benefit each other is how people, like, want to advance themselves. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, like, I found a few great humans that mm-hmm. when I was there that weren't like that. But, like, you have to really watch yourself, which is why I did not date, like, any guys in LA, because they all just want to, like, see what you can do for them.
Okay.
And so I was just, like, so over that. And yes. I just think creatively, that's it. It's just not the best place. Like, yes, it's a good place to, like, grow and be in the center of everything when it comes to, like, the industry, but it just wasn't for me. And I think you are so much happier when you're in a place that's, like, for you.
Did you learn anything that helped you with YouTube out there from being around all these YouTubers?
No.
Or you just kept doing what you always did?
Just kept doing what I always did.
So what are some tricks or tips that you would tell a YouTuber who's getting started? Like, don't do this for sure. Definitely do this. As far as, like, getting going, building a following, getting good content, collaborating.
I would definitely say, especially nowadays, is buying followers is such a big thing.
Yes.
And it just, like, tears me up inside, because it's just like, these people, like, it's just a number to them. And it's like, that's not what you want. You want, like, quality over quantity, as stupid as it sounds.
But
it's so
true. People are following you for you mm-hmm. and your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just because it's, I mean, you feel better, honestly, if you have, like, better followers that mm-hmm. actually, like, want to see what you put out and want to see you succeed. And so that's honestly the biggest one these days, is growing an authentic following.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I feel like people want to collaborate with people who obviously have authentic ones.
Yes.
Instead of bots and stuff.
Totally. I totally agree. Actually, everyone I've interviewed has said that.
Really?
Yes. Totally. What about getting good content? What do you suggest on when you put content out? What makes a great YouTube video?
Oh, that's a good question. Just because everyone's, I don't think there honestly is a correct answer to that, because I think everyone has, like, a personality that's so different, and that's what people really want to see. They don't really care as much these days about, like, how amazing the camera quality is. I mean, granted, yes, if you're, like, a filmographer or whatever it's called,
if that's your thing,
yeah, then they want to see that. But, like,
but we're filming on an iPhone right now. Hey guys.
But, like, at the end of the day, like, you can start with, like, your MacBook. Like, that's how I started, was just with the, like, the little camera that was mm-hmm. built into my computer. And as long as you're, like, consistent and...
Does that mean, like, weekly? Or like, one on the same day each week, or...
Mm-hmm. A lot of people want schedules, and they want to be able to go back and, like, see when you're posting. So, like, for me, I usually post on Mondays and Thursdays, and so...
So you do 2 videos a week?
I try to, but it's been a little...
What is the content that you put up? Is it just whatever you're feeling?
Mm-hmm. It's just, like, at this point, it's not even so much about, like, the best quality video. I feel like people just want to know what's going on mm-hmm. in my life, which is cool, because I'm like, it's really not that exciting, but if you want to know...
So it's almost like your own little reality show. You kind of recap what you've been doing?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah.
It's a really boring reality show, though.
Oh, whatever. Okay, so you moved to Nashville. You say, I'm done with L.A. What was your turning point when you're like, I'm out?
I got kind of sick of L.A. after like a year and a half out there. And I just knew it wasn't for me. Like, I wasn't getting anywhere from it. You know, I was just spending so much money on rent and just the cost of living out there. And I was just having fun and not doing much. I'd be like hungover all day, basically. And so
but that's perfect to do that in your 20s. Yeah. Early 20s.
I mean, was good. It was good at the time.
Yeah.
I utilized every minute out in LA, but I just like was sick of it. Yeah. I don't know. Just some things.
You
only changed.
Party so much.
Yeah, exactly. And so I was like, okay, where should I move? I wanted to be somewhere that was closer to where I'm from, which is like 5 minutes south of Cincinnati. So it's like right across the river in Kentucky. And I was sick of paying like $500, $600 flights to go home and visit my family. Obviously, everyone would be sick of that.
Yes.
And so I just was like, okay, what's a big city near Cincinnati that's not Cincinnati? Because I wanted to be like away still. Mm-hmm. And Nashville was it. So,
and so you just took a leap of faith and just said, okay, let's do this without really knowing much about it.
Yeah, I didn't know anyone here except Mallory.
How'd you know Mallory?
Just from like influencing.
YouTube. Okay, so you move out here and what was your first impression and how did it go for you? Because I feel like you haven't been here that long, right?
Yeah, I'll be a year in April.
And I feel like you have gotten right involved, like a huge group of friends. So tell me what it was like for you moving here, the difference between LA and Nashville. And how you compare it?
Well, I feel like the minute I moved here, it was just so easy to like find other influencers as opposed to LA because there's so many of them and they all are just doing such like crazy things. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm like pretty chill. So like not for me. And so I just like honestly started creeping on like every Nashville blogger. I was like, follow, 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 follow. And so eventually they followed back and I would like slide into their DMs. I was like, hey, want to get coffee? Like, it's me.
That's so awesome. And so you just kind of reach out and did you find that people were pretty friendly?
Yeah. The first person I actually got food with, we got tacos, was Shaylee.
No way. And she had just moved here too, kind of on a whim also I forgot where she's from, but she's
Indiana.
Yeah.
No, Illinois.
Shaylee is so stinking cute. Did y'all hit it off right away?
Yeah. It was like in 2 weeks that I moved here. So it was like instant friend, which was awesome.
Yes.
Because I needed that because I was like, I don't know anyone here. And then I met up with Mallory and she was like, you need to meet like Megan and Liz. And so I met them at a concert in Michigan. Which is so random. Michigan for like Soap and Glory, which is the brand. They sent us to like a country concert. Oh, Faster Horses. I remember seeing that in your house.
Yeah. My husband poster. Played
that. And I was having way too much fun. And it was just not the best time to meet me. So I ended up meeting them again at your house. And so it was much better then.
But everyone's so kind.
Everyone's so nice.
That's the thing I have realized about this influencing world is everyone is so nice and so willing to help and give tips. Okay, so give me some tips about what is influencing? Like if you had to break down what influencing even means, what does it mean to you? Like how would you describe it?
Oh, God. I don't even know. I feel like the moment you kind of impact someone in like a positive way, some would debate maybe like buying a shirt is a positive way, but like influencer is such like a wide variety of a word because anyone can do it. You know what I mean? I don't really have a good answer for it.
So it could be like, can you be an influencer and just be on Instagram or do you need to have something else to back it up? Like a YouTube to follow, a blog to follow, like a podcast or like do you need to have something else or can you just be like, I'm going to influence and show clothes on Instagram?
I think
Instagram?
You can be like an influencer just on Instagram. I don't think you need to have anything, but I think it's safe to have like a Miller is so chill right now. It's so much better to have like something to fall back on
in case Instagram shuts down.
Yeah.
Because it probably will.
Yeah. Eventually it's going to like be an old news, kind of like Facebook kind of is just like parents now.
Yes.
I'm like, what's going to be the next thing? I don't know.
And MySpace is over.
Oh my God. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
Those are the good old days.
I know, right?
Oh, those were good.
Okay. So if you're telling someone who is like, okay, I really want to start this fashion blog, what is your suggestion on growing followers, on how to get brand deals, on how to just start increasing your reach to people? What are some things that you would recommend doing?
I would recommend definitely kind of, if you're starting a fashion blog, go to like Forever 21, pick up a bunch of different outfits and start styling them. You can, especially if they're like more basics, take your iPhone, start taking pictures in different locations. Don't do like an all white wall, because people want to see different things. They want to see creativity, and instantly I'm sure you'll find stuff like that. Your Instagram is growing because people want affordable things, and I think that's kind of like the niche.
I totally agree with that. So start just showing that you have an eye for fashion and putting stuff together. How do you get collaborations?
I thankfully have had a manager since I was in high school.
Oh, nice.
I know. It's been so long, and I'm like, I can't believe she's known me this long. She's seen me through the good and the bad. But yeah, so I have a manager named Abigail. She gets me brand deals, and then she brings them to me, and everything gets negotiated through her, which is so nice because I'm not good with contracts. But I understand that it can be very overwhelming, and so I think having that buffer, whether it be like your boyfriend or your mom, even being like your manager, it's good, because like you're not, it's like being handled and you can do all the creative stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
when you collab with, I was talking to the Ashleys about this, when you collab with like a brand deal, they will say you have like a contract and you agree to do something like 3 posts on Instagram, a blog, and or something. And then they, is that kind of how it goes? Is it different for every brand deal?
Yeah, it's different for me for every brand deal, because like on YouTube, we have 3 different kind of ways of collaborating.
Okay, what are they?
And so my manager will give like the brand an option of like a feature. So it's just like, hey guys, I bought this the other day, and then moving on to like whatever else I'm talking about.
Okay.
And then I forget what the other word is for the next one, but it's like, we incorporate it more into the video. So it's
kind
not
of like that secret marketing where you're like drinking a Coca-Cola can.
Yeah, kind of.
Not secret marketing, but like,
yeah, but you
subtle.
Know, yeah, it's not as like obvious that it's like a full-on dedicated thing.
You kind of just like have it in the post with you.
Yeah. And so then there's also like a full-on like dedicated video. So it's just like, the product is basically what the entire video revolves around.
Okay. So that would be like, okay, I'm going to show you how to do this product, a tutorial or something. Okay. So that's awesome. What about with blog posts?
That's the one we're like just now getting into, because I launched my blog back in May or June of last year. And so I'm still new to it. But I would say most of my campaigns and stuff come through Instagram, actually. Blog posts, I think, are so easy. And I always think it's like so crazy that like brands want to pay me for a blog post, because I'm like, it's like a diary, you know. Yeah. I'm like, you really want to like pay me for that? But okay, I mean, whatever. Sure, come on. But Instagram is like honestly my favorite thing, because I think you can really be creative, and you know, people can either shoot that picture down and you have to take another one, or you know, they love it, and it's always awesome when they love it, because I'm like, because this is like my vision. You have more creative like aspects of it,
right? Like you go do the picture and then you send it into them and they're like, okay, we either love this or it's your creativity. Do you blog on a regular basis, or is blogging kind of depending on, do you like weekly blog, or is it based on if you have something going on?
I try to weekly blog. Okay. When I first kind of got into it, I went like full on craziness. I had basically content going up every single day. It was, whatever day I wasn't posting on YouTube was being posted on my blog. And then I quickly was like,
so you're blogging like 5 times a week.
I was, but now I'm like, that's just like a lot of work. I was like, what am I like? I'm overcommitting myself. And so now it's just like once or twice a week, but that's still a lot, 'cause I'm still posting on YouTube. But
see, YouTube twice a week, blog once or twice a week. Mm-hmm. Is there any other things that
I Instagram every single day.
And is that like sometimes you'll just do an outfit, or what do you like to post on Instagram?
I love posting my outfits.
And you don't necessarily blog about those. You just link your clothes.
I link my clothes. And that's what I usually blog about on my blog, is the fashion. I don't really talk about that on my YouTube as much. But I love Instagram. Like, it's my favorite.
I love your Instagram
feed too.
It's beautiful.
Thanks.
Gosh. Your
Instagram picture, boyfriend.
Does your boyfriend take the pictures?
Every picture. Yep.
How great is that?
I know. It's a luxury. And he doesn't complain either. And I'm like, thank you.
And your style is very you. Tell me what your style is. Because, like, no one else dresses like you. Like, you have a Sarah Bell style.
Thank you.
For sure.
I would definitely say, like, very Free People.
Yes.
I love Free People. Free People is my favorite brand. So I would say more of like a bohemian, like eclectic, kind of out there sometimes.
Yes.
But yeah, just chill, comfy.
And you rock bell bottoms, like major flares really
well. I love flare jeans.
You kill the flares. Like, you'll start with a flare from your knee. And it's awesome. I'm like, gosh, I want to dress like that.
I love them. They're like my favorite pants, but my, like, some people don't appreciate them, aka my father. He's like, oh my God, it's like 2000 again, the 70s again. He's like, Sarah, you've done this trend too many times now. And I'm like,
hey,
love them.
Love it. What's the high, the highest high and the lowest low? What's the best experience you've had in as your job as an influencer, like your best moment, like a moment that marked time for you in a great way and a moment that marked time for you in like, oh my God, this is awful.
Honestly, they might be the same day, which is crazy. I know. So this past year I went to the CMAs and it was so awesome, like an awesome experience. And basically everything kind of like went to
shiitakes.
Yeah. Went to shiitakes real quick. The brand I was working with, I obviously don't want to mention anyone's name, but it just wasn't a pleasurable experience. And I was basically like bawling my eyes out after like the red carpet, just because I didn't have basically what they promised me. And so they were expecting all the stuff and I couldn't give it to them because I didn't have help. So it was just like, I was just free for all. I was
so
like,
here you are at this amazing experience. You're in Nashville, new to Nashville. You're going to the CMAs, all dressed up, great brand deal partnership. So you're super excited. And then it's all like,
it's just like, just kidding.
So what did you, what do you do in a situation like that when the brand doesn't follow through on their end?
I prayed that my best, because my best friend flew in from California to come with me because she was my plus one. And basically it was told by me that she would be on the red carpet with me so then I could get all the content that they needed. And then that day they were like, just kidding, she's not going to be on the red carpet with you. They're being extra strict this year. And I'm like, so you expect me to get all this content
because you needed her to film it and like record stuff, right?
Yeah, I needed pictures and like all this crazy stuff because they were being very specific on what they wanted. Had to be smiling, showing my teeth. And so I was like, I couldn't do it. Like, it just, I had a meltdown right then and there. I was just like, this is crazy. Like, I don't have any direction. No one's here. Like, no one from the brand was there to like help me as they told me they would be. And so I just like got off that red carpet as soon as I possibly could because I was like, get me off of here. And then I went to find Caitlin in her seats and I just like started bawling.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, this was so bad. I was like, and they were telling me I needed to get a picture and I couldn't deliver that. And so I was like, I don't know how you expect me to get this picture. Like, there's literally no way I could, unless you wanted like a selfie, but that's not the kind of content I post.
Yeah, so
it's like
professional style pictures.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know what to do. So my manager, I got a little sassy with the brand, and which was a bad, don't do that.
Why do you say, what does your sassy mean?
I was just like, how do you expect me to do this when you guys aren't even like following through? Like, it was just, I did not need to be talking to them. My manager should have been talking to them.
Keeping it professional.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard to keep, it's hard to stay perfect and do everything.
I know.
When you feel like you've just been totally screwed.
I was like, I can't do this. I was like pissed off. And so my manager was like, Sarah, just talk to me now. And I was like, okay, fine, I'll talk to you. And then it was just a disaster. But thankfully, I got it done. The brand deal is over. I won't work with them ever again.
And it all worked out. Like, they were happy with the content. And
I got paid. So, you know, I guess that's all that matters is I got the money in the end.
Yeah.
So.
But that's frustrating because you want to do great work. And you want, like, that's why Ashley Wilson was saying you want to have the contracts laid out ahead of time. And you probably had all these stuff agreed upon. Like, they're doing that. They're showing up this way. And, oh, man. So that's how brand deals can go.
Real south real quick. It can be like the best day ever and then the worst day ever all in one.
Oh yeah. Did you end up having fun after to your seats or were you kind of, did it ruin your night?
It was just rained on my parade, honestly.
Oh no.
Because then I had like, they kept coming back because I had to like post at the event, and so here I'm trying to post, but they promised me these really nice seats and I didn't get the seats, and so everything was like really far back, and I was like, this is not what I wanted for the CMAs because I love country music.
Yes.
I was like, I'd like to be able to see the people, but you know, people on the TVs got better views than I did. So
oh man, that's so frustrating.
It was so annoying.
Okay, so I like to sort of talk about callings too.
Miller, and stop.
Influencing is such an interesting thing because it's a job. Like, it's a job, but it's like it's such a new career path. Do you feel like you're walking in your calling? Like this whole smorgasbord of YouTube, blogging, fashion, all this is what you're meant to do. Like, do you feel like that's what your soul wants you? Like, is that what you were meant to do?
I 100% think so, because it's so funny. I went to college for pre-law and law. That's useful for me now, clearly. And when I was growing up, I had all these like guidebooks basically from like Teen Vogue and stuff, like how to land your dream internship. And I was like, I'm going to work at Teen Vogue and I'm going to like do their blogging for them and all this cool stuff and like style. And like, I want to be a model, like all this stuff. So I always wanted to be in the fashion industry.
You wanted to style, blog, be a model.
I wanted to do all of it.
That's what you're doing. You're a model for yourself. You're styling for yourself and others if they want. I mean, you're also giving inspiration. So you're kind of doing exactly what you wanted to do.
Yeah. It's so funny how everything worked out, because I was like dead set on that being what I was going to do. And it ended up working out, which is awesome, because so it's like, I couldn't have asked for a better job.
Yes. Why do you think some people don't follow their passion and they settle?
That's a good question. I mean, it can be a risk, I think, whenever you try to like go towards your passion, because sometimes your passion isn't always what's going to pay the bills. And that can be intimidating, because I mean, I wanted to be a lawyer because it was going to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's 100% the reason why I wanted to do it. Yeah. Like, I like, you know, political science and stuff, but it's not like my passion, you know?
Right.
So I honestly think it's just being able to like afford a living.
Yeah.
Is what it boils down to.
Do you think that it's worth, like, people should take the risk?
Oh, yeah. Anytime I hear that someone's, like, quitting their job to go full-time blogging, I'm like, that is so cool. Like, good for you. Like, this is literally what you want to be doing. And I think that's so awesome.
I agree. Because to me, like, this life is so short. And it's already hard enough. If you're working every day and hating what you do, and I understand there's all sorts of circumstances, but mm-hmm. I'm the same way. When people take that jump and they go for their passion,
so cool.
I feel like it has to pay off in some way, though.
Right?
Especially like, if you're talented.
Yeah. And it's just like, it must be like the most rewarding feeling. I can't imagine, because I've always just done it. Mm-hmm. But like, I just wish for one day I could like be in someone's shoes that's just like, you know, put it in their 2 weeks at corporate America and being like, peace out, I'm gonna go chase this dream of mine. I think it's so awesome.
It's so awesome. I know. And I feel the same way. I love it when people are like, okay, I'm taking the risk, because you really don't know how it's going to end up. Mm-hmm. The thing with this influencing job and all this stuff, like nothing's ever set in stone, really. Like your brand deals are kind of coming in not sporadically, but it's not like you have
know.
A committed yeah. thing happening. So you sort of have to have faith in general
yeah.
that it's going to work out.
Definitely. And I mean, even when you're like, made it, I guess you're still
what does
kind
making
of,
it mean
well like being able to pay the bills I yeah. guess is making it. But like, even for me, like some days I'm like, oh my god, like if I don't get a brand deal soon, like is this all over? Like, is this do I have to go back to like law school now? Like, no thank you. It's one of those things, because you're always like praying basically, because you never know when your next paycheck will be.
Yeah. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? If it can go according to you, exactly how you have it dreamed in your head, what would your life look like in 5 years?
Hopefully the same.
That's awesome. How great is that?
Yeah. Hopefully like married. Because
you got a real cute boyfriend.
I got a cute boyfriend. So in 5 years, I'll be almost 30, which is insane.
30s are awesome. You're going to love it. I'll be almost 40. So, you know, I can just like be your mom or grandmother.
I just can't imagine being like 29. That's like feels like so long from now, because whenever I was like in high school, I was like, 5 years from now I'll be 24, and now I'm 24 and I'm like, oh my god, like I thought all these people had it together and no one actually has it together.
Elaborate on that, because so many people, especially like you see a perfect Instagram feed and you see like honestly to me, you look like you have it all together. Like I look at you on socials and all that stuff, but you're so real, which is awesome. So people can actually get to know you and realize that you are human.
Definitely don't have it together.
But what is that? Because you think people have it together, and what have you learned about the truth behind the facade?
No one is actually perfect, which is hard to like wrap my mind around, because even I get like so like sucked on this idea that like this person is perfect, they have no problems, but like we all have problems, we just don't choose to share them. Like everyone goes through stuff.
How did you realize this, that no one was perfect?
Oh God.
When did the veil get lifted?
That's a good question. I honestly have no idea. Like, I can't think of a specific time.
Just sort of gradually it all started. You started meeting people probably that you thought were perfect. And then yeah, you realized
like,
maybe.
When you meet like somebody that you looked up to, like I remember years ago, I looked up to this one blogger. I met her and it was just like stone cold. And I was just like, ooh, like, yikes.
Like I thought you were warm and fuzzy.
Yeah. I was like, this is disappointing. Like, but I mean, it's not all that it's cracked up to be. Mm-hmm. Basically everything you see on Instagram, just because especially before like Instagram stories, we never really knew what like people sounded like.
Yes.
You know, you just saw the pictures and you're like, ooh, this person's so cool. Like they have it all together. And then you meet them and you're like, that's not the voice I was expecting. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. That's, oh, it's always so like, it's like when you go to drink like your Coke and then you get iced tea and you're like,
yeah, a little shocked.
Yeah.
Totally unexpected. Do you think it's important to be real in your Insta stories?
Oh yeah. I think it's so fun too. Cause it's like everyone, I forget what picture it was. Like a few days ago, I posted a picture on my bed and I had a bun in my hair and I had like this little bandana wrapped around it and it was like leopard and you couldn't tell from a picture, but I had to like take like a hair clip and like clip the ends of the bandana down, and so I just had this massive hair clip on the back of my head, but you couldn't see it in the picture. And so obviously like I took it out, and then on my Insta story I was like, guys, look, this is what it really looks like. But you can't tell from the picture. So
that's so awesome that you share that too, just to help people relate, to be like, okay, look, we got a great shot, but then here's the real side.
Yes, it's definitely not all that's cracked up to be. My life is not what it looks like on Instagram.
But it is pretty fabulous. I'm in your fabulous apartment, which I have seen on Instagram, and it's just as amazing as I thought it was. I love your wallpaper.
Thank you.
Love your queen chair.
My queen peacock chair. I have another one in my bedroom too. I'm like obsessed.
It's because it's awesome.
Yeah. My boyfriend's like, another one.
Yes.
I'm like, yes, another one for our 700 square foot apartment. Like,
he needs one too.
Yes, he needs one. A king chair.
A king chair. So if you could have a dinner party and you could invite five people, who would you invite and why?
Okay, so my first one is a no-brainer. Would be George W. Bush. I think he
is. You love George Bush?
I think he's the cutest.
He is.
Man ever to exist. I just think
he is so cute,
right? Yes. I have looked up to him for years. And
what is it you love about him?
His personality.
He's pretty precious.
He like, it reminds me so much of my dad.
He reminds me of my dad too,
right? Like I just want to give him a hug so bad. So definitely George W. Bush. Like, okay. I missed out on the opportunity to meet him last year and I'm still not over it. But one day my time will come.
Okay.
And he loves dogs.
Must love dogs,
right?
Yes.
Another person would probably be Maren Morris. I love her.
She's amazing.
She is my favorite country artist.
She's so fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. Blogger wise, I don't know if there's people I'd like to meet, but I don't necessarily like, don't know if I would want to meet them because I don't want to like the facade to like,
right,
go away.
You don't, like they say, don't meet your heroes because they might let you down.
Right. I honestly don't know who the other people would be. It's such a hard question because there's so many people I want to meet. G-Eazy. Oh my God, I can't believe I didn't think of that one. I want to meet G-Eazy so bad.
This would be a great party so far.
Right? I have the best people. I've got a country artist. I've got the former president and a rapper.
That sounds good to me.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like a bad joke or something with a bad punchline.
What would the conversations be, I wonder?
I mean, I have no idea.
Okay, if what is something that someone would never guess that about you, like a trait about you that someone would never know, like a secret skill or a personality quirk or something that you love or crazy food that you eat? Like what's something that no one would know about you or only your closest friends?
Well, there's one that like a lot of people know about me, but it still like shocks people, is I actually do carry like a Tabasco sauce in my bag.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah, I really do. And it's, I go through them so fast. Like I have a huge bottle of Tabasco sauce in my cabinet. Like I'm addicted. I will put it on like, anything.
So you have to have it.
I have to.
Because you need it for every meal.
Like I hate when I go to a restaurant and I'm like, hey, can I have some Tabasco sauce? And they're like, ooh, is Cholula okay? And I'm like,
no.
That's so rude. I'm like, no.
That's not, like giving you a Pepsi when you ordered a Coke.
Oh, the worst thing in the entire world.
Yes.
Another thing would obviously be my obsession with G-Eazy. That one shocks people because they're always like, oh, Sarah loves country music. And then that's just not country music at all.
Who's your country crush? If you weren't dating this cutie pie Cody and you could date any country artist, who would it be?
You know this one. It's Brett Eldredge. Oh, I love him.
He's a cutie.
He's my favorite. I listen to him all the time and I cried when I saw him live.
What are you going to do when you actually meet him and hang out with him? Because you know you will.
I won't be able to form words. I'll just be excusing myself. That was like a question I got once before when I was in LA. They were like, what if you meet G-Eazy? And I was like, honestly, I had the opportunity. His like photographer was like, want to kick it with him? And I
did. You kick it with him?
No,
you said no.
I could, like, I just ignored it. Like,
no way. Are you kidding me?
I know. I don't meet your heroes. You
know? Panicked.
I was like, no. How do you look cool like around G-Eazy, you know? He's like, hey. And I'm like,
you're like, words, your mouth is moving sort of, but no words are coming out.
Yeah, so it's just like, I'm just gonna keep it chill and like not speak. I'll be a mute. Right, Miller?
I love that. Okay, and a few more questions, then we're gonna wrap up because I could talk to you forever because you're so inspiring and so interesting. What is the best advice that you've ever gotten?
Be yourself, 100%. I feel like a lot of times, especially in the influencer world, you often... Thanks, Miller.
Miller agrees.
Yep, by squeaking his pizza. Uh-huh. It's so easy to see other people doing something that is good for them and it's growing them and everything like that, and that you want to replicate that, and then you kind of like lose yourself. That's the best advice I can give.
Have you ever done that?
Oh, 100%, especially on YouTube, because like YouTube goes through these like phases where something's super popular. Mm-hmm. Like for a while there, it was like morning routines and like bath time routine. So it's just showing them like what you do to get ready for like your bath and like all this stupid stuff. And so I was like, oh, I got to do this to get popular because these get so many views and that's like not interesting to me. It's not fun for me to film. It's not like...
You're not passionate about
it. No. And so I was like, this is not my forte. So eventually I had to like get a wake up call. I was like, this is not for me. So...
I love that. So even if it's hot and you could do it, if it doesn't speak to your... Mm-hmm. self and your soul, then don't do it.
And people like would call me out on it. They're like, Sarah, this is like not your calling. And so I was like, yep, you're right.
That's good that you know that. So with YouTube, you like to stick more to
just talking,
like kind of like, what do you talk about?
Oh god, I have talked about everything on my channel. Whether like growing up, people want to kind of like connect with you. They see you grow up on YouTube. They want to know your like life experiences. They want to know how your breakup went.
Oh, so you share all
I've shared everything. I've shared from sex to breakup. What are you talking about with
sex? Oh my gosh.
Just like peeing after sex, you know, like that's important.
I love that.
Just because I didn't know. And so,
you're sharing things that have been useful information to you.
Yeah.
In all areas.
I like to say that it's like the things... If you had an older sister, she'd tell you.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yeah. It's sometimes a little awkward, especially when your mom watches every single video.
Does your mom ever call you? And
no.
Like,
she never questions anything. So
she doesn't? Like, that's awesome.
Nope.
That's awesome.
And there's like some stuff on there. There's some dirt on my channel. So it's like she could have been like, who cheated on you? Who was this?
But she never said, she just lets you put, and how great though, thing. It's kind of awesome to put out your own dirty laundry however you want to, because then it's like you have no secrets. It's mm-hmm. like you've already put everything out there, mm-hmm. you know?
It's not like I'm putting out like, you know, the bad, bad stuff that like no one wants to share about themselves, just because I think it's good to have like, you know, a filter. But you're
just being real.
Just being real as much as I can.
Yeah, that's brave. That takes some bravery. Do you ever like
no.
freak out and like, oh my God, I can't believe I put that up there?
Nah, I'm like so used to it. I've been doing it for years, so it's just like, whatever.
And I guess your boyfriend has to be okay with it, because he's obviously going to be a character in your YouTube videos.
He actually has never been in my YouTube videos.
What?
He's been like vlogs and stuff, so like my week in my life, and he'll be in the background probably like singing The Greatest Showman or something. But like, other than that, like no one's really gotten like the Cody experience.
Are we going to have a Cody experience debut?
Someday. I mean, I just don't feel the rush, I guess, because like back when I went through like another relationship, the guy was like, so when are you gonna put me on YouTube videos? And I was like, never, because like that's my thing. Like, so it just takes time for me. Like,
Totally.
I don't know. Maybe if I had like a ring on my finger, I would do it.
Then the Cody Experience could be debuted.
Yeah, it would totally be debuted then. No pressure, though.
No pressure, Cody. No subtle hints, nothing. No, nobody's here wanting to get engaged.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Definitely not. Okay, and let's wrap up with, I always leave your light. So leave some inspiration. Just how you want your life to inspire people, how you've been inspired, what you wish people knew that would make their life better. Just some wisdom you want to drop on people. What you've learned over your experiences.
That everybody has a struggle that they're not always posting about.
I love that. Break that down.
Yeah, like, I mean, for me personally, I've talked about this before, especially if you creep far enough back on my YouTube channel, but like in college I had an eating disorder, but it wasn't like something I like talked about, and like no one would talk about it basically. And eventually, obviously, someday I did talk about it. And
how'd you end up healing yourself from that?
Just, I guess.
I struggled with eating disorders also.
Snapped out of it one day. I don't know. I got lucky. It wasn't worth it. I was like, this is stupid. Like, what am I doing to myself? Mm-hmm. Like, so I just snapped out of it. I mean, that's just the luckiest way I could get out of it, I guess. My mm-hmm. mom and dad started hinting at stuff, and I was just like, oh, frick. Like, you're right. Like, this is stupid. Like, what am I doing?
Right. Right.
Food is awesome.
And it's not worth it to hurt yourself. That's what I finally realized. Like, yeah. I dabbled with bulimia and then diet pills and all sorts of stuff. And finally, I'm like, I'm not losing any weight. I'm feeling awful. I'm now obsessed with food. And like, my life sucks because I think about it all the time. And mm-hmm. it's just, I had to go to therapy for like a year. But
really?
But same thing. I was like, it's so great to share that stuff mm-hmm. because so many people struggle with that. And they think that they have to be this perfect thing when really, like you said, we all have struggles.
Yeah. Especially like in college when like it's the hookup culture and everything is just so sexual in a way, and you just totally. Want to look like fabulous, and you're getting all this guy attention. You just like thrive on that, and that just seeps you down to this dark, dark path. Mm-hmm. That's what happened to me. I was like, oh my god, I'm getting so many guys. Like, guys are actually looking at me for once. So I just got skinnier and skinnier and skinnier, and then I guess one day, like, I'm sure some guy probably said something. I don't even remember anymore because it was so long ago, but I just was like, no.
And the thing is too, like, you want someone who really loves you for you. But when you're young, especially, that's why social media can be so dangerous for young girls, especially, because if you don't realize, like you said, that everyone has a struggle and there's a backstory and a real side, it can really mess with you.
Yeah, definitely messes with you. Like, I mean, it's hard to like not compare. Mm-hmm. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what it all boils down to, especially girls looking up to these like, you know, Instagram models who are like big butts like Kylie Jenner and like tiny, tiny waist. Like, that's just, like, I'm sure that person's going through something that they're not talking about.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So everyone has a struggle.
Everyone has a struggle.
I love that.
And it's not aesthetically pleasing, so they're not going to post it.
True. True mm-hmm. that. But what's your balance of sharing your struggles to the aesthetically pleasing stuff?
I would say Instagram is like the filtered life of me. Like, everything looks great. Except for the stories, of course. except for my blooper account. I have a blooper account. I feel like that just kind of like keeps me humble.
Oh, you know? I love that. What's it called?
Sarah Bell Bloops.
That's awesome. I can't
yep, it's good.
It out.
It's good. And just because, I mean, we see all these beautiful pictures and girls are like, you know, you see a picture and you're like, that person probably got that picture in like 5 takes. Whereas me, it takes like 250. Like,
for the one picture.
Yeah,
see,
for
that's
the one
nice
picture.
To know. You get this awesome picture, but you're like, okay, that wasn't just a quick little snap.
Oh, yeah.
You worked for it.
You see the good, bad, ugly on my account. So, but I think YouTube is kind of like the unfiltered way. So it's like Instagram, filtered, YouTube, unfiltered, and blog too, unfiltered.
What's your advice to young girls out there?
Be yourself. Never change. Never change for any boy.
Amen to that.
Because you'll find your prince charming eventually.
Love that.
Is it? It's so true, though.
And it's so true. And after dating so many toads and going through it, and same kind of thing, like when you're young, you want to be pretty and you want guys to like you. But I've realized now, being married to a great guy, that, and you're with a great guy, it's just, it, wait for that, because life is too long to be married to someone who doesn't value you, or to be with someone who doesn't see you fully.
Exactly.
And it's okay if you have fights and disagreements, but like, someone who wants the best for you, who wants you to grow, wants you to blossom.
Yeah.
Try to hold you down.
It's like the best feeling when you find it, but you have to kiss a lot of frogs.
And don't get discouraged, because it might take a while.
Takes a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of guys.
I know. Got to kiss a lot of frogs.
Lots of them. Just a marathon at this point.
Amen. Amen to that. Sarah Bell, you're amazing. Thank you so much for
joining me. I had so much fun. I could talk to you for like days.
I could just talk to you forever too. I know. We're already at like 50 minutes, so we're going to have to wrap it up. But Sarah Bell, you're awesome.
Thank you.
What's your Instagram? Everyone can follow you.
Sarah Bell Elizabeth. And then Sarah Bell Bloops too, if you want to check out the unfiltered ones.
You know it.
And then Sarah Bell Elizabeth on YouTube too.
I love it.
You're amazing. Thank you.
Bye. How amazing is Sarah Bell to be so young and so successful and to know what she wants to do and to have made it happen for herself? It blows me away. So inspiring. You guys, stay tuned to this episode because we still have so many influencer series coming your way. We have a new one next week, so we'll see you Wednesday. Bye.